This is Tim Brennan. I'm the assistant editor-in-chief of anesthesiology and a professor in the Department of Anesthesia at the University of Iowa. The May issue will have several articles that will be of interest to our readership. One of these articles is the use of ultrasound to measure the gastric contents in patients undergoing surgery. Anesthesiologists are becoming more familiar with the use of ultrasound in the perioperative management of our patients. Investigators utilized ultrasound to evaluate the gastric content and volume in patients who were undergoing surgery. They were able to use measurement of the antral area to estimate the gastric contents to determine if patients required modification of their anesthetic based on gastric contents. These investigators developed parameters to determine the estimated fluid content of the stomach, and use of this area may be able to reduce the risk of pulmonary aspiration in patients who are prepared for general anesthesia. A second study that will be of great interest to our readership is a nationwide study from Denmark. This study evaluated the academic performance of infants who underwent general anesthesia for hernia repair. There is some concern that general anesthesia may be causing brain damage or impaired brain function in infants undergoing anesthesia, and that this impaired function may reveal itself later on in life. This study evaluated children undergoing hernia repair in infants and compared them to a normal population. This is a study of only Danish children, and when they carefully matched these patients for their academic performance and other confounding characteristics, the data revealed that academic performance was not impaired in children who underwent hernia surgery repair as infants. Although this study does not prove that anesthetics are safe in infancy, it does indicate that we could not detect impairment in academic performance in these children who underwent general anesthesia for their hernia repair. I think the readership will find several other articles that will be of interest to them in this May issue, and we look forward to your feedback.